Well, good morning. How are you guys this morning? Are you even awake? I hear nothing from you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're like your parents. Good morning. All right. This is church, dudes. This is fun. This is good stuff. What happened in the gospel lesson today? Did you listen? Jesus walked on water, but who didn't? Peter. Remember? Jesus sent the disciples out in a boat. That's why it's my favorite text. I love boats. He sends the disciples out on the boat. Well, good. Sends them out on a boat, and then a big storm comes, right? Now, if you were in a little tiny boat, and a storm came up, what would happen? It would break the boat. Would you be afraid? Let's be a storm, okay? You guys are in the boat. You guys are in the boat. Okay, you ready? We're the storm. You guys ready to be the storm? What sound does a storm make? No, you're in the boat. You're not the storm. Stay in the boat. Okay, ready? The storm people, we go. You guys are wind. Ready? Lots of wind. And then you guys are the lightning. Ready? The thunder. Let's hear it. Now listen, I didn't make you the thunder because you're not all that bright and you couldn't be the lightning. And you guys are in the boat and what happens? You go, you're rocking back and forth and everybody's afraid. And then you see somebody walking out on the water. What would you do? They thought it was a ghost and they were afraid. Well, I'll tell you what. I have been on a boat in a big wind and I was afraid. And do you know what the very first thing I was looking for? It wasn't Jesus, I confess. And had it been Jesus, I would have been sore afraid. The first thing I was looking for, and I have a bunch of these. This is so important. If you're on a boat and the wind is blowing and the waves are big, the first thing you look for is? What is this? No, no, no. The Coast Guard tells us it's called a personal flotation device. It's a life vest. And what do we do with these? You don't jump in the water with it. Come here, Coco. I need your help. Come here, honey. Here, I got to put... You want to put this on? I bet Savannah will do it. You won't do it either? Come on, Hunter. You are my man. Okay. So we turn old Hunter around... Hey, Hunter, you're a little smaller than I am. You have no idea. I can't wait to get you into confirmation. It's going to be triple homework every night. Okay, so Hunter, he's all wrapped up and he's ready to go. And so if the big wave came over, what would happen? He would float. He would be okay. Well, you know, when Peter falls in the water, does Jesus just let him sink to the bottom? What does he do? Yeah, he grabs his hand and he pulls him out and he says, Peter, what's the matter with you?
The left up in here.
Yeah.
That's
right. And that's the more. And what Jesus says is the more you believe in me, the more you'll float. He says to Peter, look, you don't have to be afraid. I'm here for you. And in the same way, even though maybe things are sometimes a little bit hard in our life, Jesus says, look, I'm your life preserver. That's me. And I'll always reach in and I'll always be with you and I'll always pull you out. So we don't have to be afraid of those storms, do we? Because Jesus is, even when we turn four, Jesus is with us. Thank you guys. And you can go back to your places. And I will remember this time with you today.